So today we celebrate the Assumption of Mary into heaven. But what exactly do we mean by that? I mean, perhaps we can gain a greater understanding if we examine part of the prayer of the Mass, that is the preface. The preface is the first part of the Eucharistic prayer. It starts with the familiar dialogue, "The Lord be with you and with your spirit." The priest then says, "Lift up your hearts." So at this point, the priest is instructing all of us to lift our hearts and our minds up to God, to let go of the things of earth, the cares of the world, and to focus on what's about to happen, the most important part of Mass. And so all the people respond, "We lift them up to the Lord," acknowledging that that's what they are doing, trying to free themselves from the distraction so that we can be better prepared for what comes next. The priest then continues, "Let us give thanks to the Lord our God." But why is it that he says that? What are we giving thanks for? Well, in general, we're giving thanks for everything. Because ultimately, there is nothing that we have that doesn't have God as its source. Ultimately, everything came from God. And so we're giving thanks for everything. But in the preface itself, it talks about a particular reason for us to give thanks, in addition to that general one. And it says, "For today the Virgin Mother of God was assumed into heaven." So in addition to that general reason, in our preface today, we are to focus on giving thanks for that reason, that Mary was assumed into heaven, that she, like Jesus, has her body and her soul together in heaven. Now, we might wonder, why is it that Jesus would grant her such a gift, while the rest of us have to wait until the end of time for our souls and bodies to be reunited? Well, let us continue with the preface. "As the beginning and image of your church is coming to perfection, and a sign of sure hope and comfort to your pilgrim people." So Mary has a special role. She is an example for all of us. She's the example of what we should be as members of the church. She is an example of a disciple of Christ. And she does this perfectly. And so we see how she is rewarded. She is rewarded by going up into heaven, body and soul. And so that's what we hope for as well. That's what can give us comfort in times of difficulty. To refocus on the ultimate goal, being with God forever in heaven. But there's more. As the preface continues, it says, "Rightly you would not allow her to see the corruption of the tomb, since from her own body she marvelously brought forth your incarnate Son, the author of all life." And so Mary has as her source of all the reasons why she's being so richly blessed, because she was chosen and chose to be the Mother of God, because she accepted that great gift, because she said yes to the Lord and followed him, not only in that initial moment when St. Gabriel approached her, but throughout the entirety of her life, so much so that she was perfectly sinless. But that's something very difficult for anyone to do, because life isn't easy. There's always hardship. And it must have been especially hard for Mary, being the mother of Jesus, to see him dying on the cross, and yet to still say yes to God in the face of such a horrible thing happening to her son. But knowing that God wanted Jesus to suffer in this way to make a perfect offering of himself to the Father, she said yes to that and united herself to him, to his offering, so that the redemption of the world could take place. So God gives her certain graces and gifts that he doesn't give the rest of us because of her special role in salvation history. But also, what son wouldn't want to have a perfect mother? And what son wouldn't want to give his mother great gifts? And Jesus, being God, he can make his own mother perfect. And then, because he is God, he can also give her the greatest of gifts. But we shouldn't be jealous of this gift that Mary received, being assumed into heaven, body and soul. But rather, we should rejoice in it, because it's good news for us as well. It can provide us with that hope and that comfort in our times of difficulty, in times where we're suffering, to help us persevere, to help us endure all the difficulties that may come to us in our life, and help us to continue to follow God despite those things. So our preface reveals to us the specific reason that we should thank God today. But there are so many reasons that we should thank God that at each different Mass, there are different prefaces. But for today, let us just take a moment to thank God for that reason, the assumption of Mary into heaven, and the hope that it brings all of us for our future, that we too may one day be full and complete, body and soul, in heaven with our God and with our Lady. And so let us take a moment now to prepare ourselves to encounter our Lord Jesus Christ in the most holy Eucharist.